It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
After dropping two straight, the Cloud County Community College women's basketball team hits the road to Great Bend, Kansas to face the Barton Cougars tonight. Tip-off from Barton Gymnasium is set for 5:30. Cloud County fell to 12-7 overall and 7-7 in Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference action with a 77-69 home loss to number 4 Dodge City on Saturday. The T-Birds had four players score in double figures, led by freshman guard Danae Crosby's career-high 21 points to go with 3 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 assists. In the first meeting between Cloud County and Barton this season, the T-Birds recorded a 70-44 victory inside Arley Bryan Gymnasium on November 26th. The Cloud County Community College men's basketball team will play at number 22 Barton tonight. The contest will start at 7:30. Cloud County is coming off a heartbreaking 86-85 home loss to Dodge City Community College on Saturday. Dodge City freshman guard Derek Rivers splashed a three-pointer while drawing a foul to tie the game at 85-all. Rivers connected on the go-ahead free throw with 7 seconds left, securing the win for the Conquistadors. With the loss, Cloud County has now slipped to 10-10 on the year and 4-10 in Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference play. And the number 22-ranked Cloud County Community College wrestling team travels to number 14 Cowley College tonight for a 5 p.m. duel inside William S. Scott Gymnasium in Ark City. Cloud County possesses a 1-3 record in conference dual action. Cowley College is 2-2 in conference duels this season.